Former President George H.W. Bush remains in guarded condition in an intensive care unit at a Houston hospital after a day marked by what his spokesman calls a series of setbacks, including persistent fever. Bush spokesman Jim McGrath says that the 88-year-old former leader had been admitted Sunday to the ICU at Methodist Hospital. McGrath said Bush, the oldest living former U.S. president, was alert in talking to medical staff, adding that doctors are cautiously optimistic about his treatment. No other details were released about his condition. But McGrath says that Bush is surrounded by family. Bush has been in the hospital since around Thanksgiving when he was admitted for a cough related to bronchitis after having been in and out of the hospital for complications related to the illness. Fred McClure joins us. He's the Chief Executive Officer with the George Bush Presidential Library Foundation. Hello, Fred. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Doing all right. So we're hearing that the Bush family is asking for privacy right now, but the doctors are optimistic about his condition there at the hospital. He's 88 years old. Didn't he just like jump out of a plane recently?
Yeah, he did that a couple of years ago at one of his birthday celebrations and actually vowed to do it again when he turns 90.
Yeah. So he's just kind of a tough guy and has had an illustrious career, to say the least. I want to talk to you a little bit about the George H.W. Bush presidency, you know, just some of the highlights from that. What would you say is maybe the highlight of his presidency, if there is one?
Well, I suspect that on the foreign affairs front, needless to say, the ability to put together a multi-nation coalition when Saddam Hussein was being aggressive and moving into Kuwait, and the president being able to handle that mission in terms of keeping Saddam Hussein from doing what he was intending to do back during that period of time. Additionally, the president, I think, very even-handedly handled what would be described as the demise of communism, and at least in the sense of the East, when the Berlin Wall fell, and as many nations began to then seek democracy after having been under some pretty oppressive rule during the years preceding. I think his role and in the many roles that he has had from a leadership standpoint in our country allowed him to be able to peacefully preside over that and the joining of the East and the West. And those two things, I think, stick out probably most on the foreign affairs front. On the domestic front, the American with Disabilities Act was one of his signature achievements, which he was able to obtain actually early on during his presidency. A number, as well as changes to the Clean Air Act in terms of protecting our environment. So, and there are many others, but those are what I would consider a few of the highlights of the president's career as president.
And it's not just the 4 years he spent in the White House, but he also, what, served as a congressman, ambassador to the United Nations? What else? Wasn't he the director?
Well, he was also the special envoy to China before we had official diplomatic relations with them. He served as chairman of the Republican National Committee during a very difficult time when President Nixon was engaged in the Watergate activities. He also served as CIA director. So I think collectively those things made him the possessor, I guess, of the most perfect resume in terms of running for president in 1988 after having served 8 years as vice president.
Right, right. So just an amazing decades worth of service. What would you say about his early years? Tell us about those.
Well, his early years, after he was a war hero and was shot down in World War II and came back and graduated from Yale and married Mrs. Bush, they moved to Midland. And when he moved to Midland, he set up a family business, if you will, that led to the creation of one of our early energy-producing companies here in the state of Texas that had national implications. And then he started in 1964. He made his first run for public office when he ran for the United States Senate. Was defeated, but a couple of years later was elected to the House of Representatives and began there in 1966.
Wow. So there's just so much to say about him. But is there something that maybe we don't know about the president? I mean, something that might surprise us?
Well, I don't know how many people know what a wonderful sense of humor he has, and which is not often shown, needless to say, in some of the public appearances that we see of him. I think we've seen a lot more of that in his years after the presidency, when he and the First Lady have engaged in quite an exciting and wonderful repartee. He's a tremendous family man. He's most proud of his kids and his grandkids and now great-grandkids, and is a huge family man. But I think that the thing that people do know but they maybe seem to forget is that he believes very strongly that public service is a noble calling, which is one of the reasons he established the Bush School of Government and Public Service here at Texas A&M University, so that young men and women will pursue graduate degrees in public and government service with the intent of mind doing exactly what the degrees prepare them to do.
Right, right. Well, we'll definitely be keeping a close eye on developments, and we wish the best to the former president and the entire Bush family. Thanks for joining us.
You are very welcome, and we do appreciate the thoughts and prayers.
Okay. Fred McClure, Chief Executive Officer with the George Bush Presidential Library Foundation. And as we've been telling you, the former U.S. President George H.W. Bush remains in an intensive care unit in Houston. He's not on any kind of solid foods at this point. He's been dealing with a pretty persistent fever. He's 88 years old, but as you heard Fred just say, I mean, he just jumped out of an airplane a couple of years ago, and he was planning to do that again on his 90th birthday. So we'll be keeping an eye on his condition, and we'll bring you the latest as we get it.